A stampede of people, physically distanced, of course, could be heading to the LA County Museum of Art this fall to check out a special exhibit. It features the official portraits of President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. The paintings will be on display in LA for 2 months, starting next week as part of a five-city tour, and Los Angeles is the only West Coast stop for the paintings. These portraits created a lot of buzz when they were first unveiled, but that was a while ago. So we asked Christine Y. Kim, the museum's curator of contemporary art, to remind us what they look like.
Amy Sherald's portrait of Michelle Obama has her in a very elegant and relaxed pose. She's wearing a dress that almost has a geometric quilt-like pattern that relates to traditions in African-American quilting, into abstraction and art history. And she's against a very beautiful pale blue background. Kehinde Wiley's portrait of Barack Obama. Barack Obama is seated in a chair in a somewhat relaxed pose. He wears a shirt and suit, but with the top button open, seeming a bit more relaxed. And he's against a beautiful topiary background with flowers that relate to the city of Chicago, Hawaii, and Kenya. Three elements from his background and history.
Almost everything about these portraits broke the mold. For starters, the artists chosen to paint them, Kehinde Wiley and Amy Sherald. They were the first African-American artists to be selected by the National Portrait Gallery for these kinds of commissions. Can you talk about the importance of that?
There's an incredible humanizing aspect to these portraits in the way that they depict the sitters, but also these other elements of the textiles, the clothing, the fashion, the background, the colors, the pose, the hand gestures. And in all of these ways, there is a point of entry into looking at these figures as people, as familiar faces, as elevated people, important people to recognize, and in full color as well.
These paintings are official portraits, making them historically important. But are they also artistically significant, artistically meaningful?
Yes, these portraits of the Obamas are both historically important and very significant in terms of art history and contemporary art. They are artists who are celebrated far and wide within contemporary art circles, both in this country and beyond.
Do you think these portraits will stand the test of time, that they'll be seen as relevant in 20, 50 years from now?
I think they'll absolutely be seen as relevant. In fact, if we look at how the conversation around portraiture has expanded, even specifically African-American portraiture since the unveiling a few years ago, we see a lot of artists interested in the elements, the visual languages, the color schemes, the artistic strategies, the scale, in so many ways that younger artists or newer artists are looking at portraiture. And these really have become an example of an artist who, or two artists, who are using their own unique language around figuration that they've developed over the years that are intended to say something about that space, about the time, about the sitters, about the importance of those sitters. That type of strategy exists in these portraits as well.
Are you saying that the impact of these portraits is extending beyond the works of art themselves to the whole field of portraiture?
Yes, I think that the increase of viewership of these portraits in relation to past presidential portraits is astounding when it comes to Americans all over the country who have literally pilgrimaged to Washington, D.C. to see these portraits. You see grandmothers and grandfathers and children and families and school groups going to see these portraits. And for many of us, people of color, who are able to see ourselves reflected in a way that past presidential portraits have not. I think in this way that the legacy of the Obamas, the legacy of these portraits, the legacy of Wiley and Sherald are extremely remarkable and extraordinary and hopefully represents an opening where artists working in different mediums in different ways feel a type of expansion of possibility within their own practices, and that can be translated and into so many different directions.
In addition to LA, the portraits are also being displayed in Chicago, Houston, Atlanta, and New York. Is it typical for official portraits like this to go on tour?
It is very atypical. When the idea was floated, it was an extremely popular one that allows for millions of people in these five cities around the country to have them in their own cities and to venture to see them and not have to go too far.
Christine Y. Kim is curator of contemporary art at the LA County Museum of Art. The Obama portraits and an accompanying exhibit on Black American portraits are scheduled to go on display November 7th.